It's freezing out there. Feels like the fucking Arctic. Where do you want me to put my coat? Can I just throw it over here, I guess. Okay. On to more important matters. Are you okay? You sounded so upset on the phone. It's fine. You're not a burden on me at all. You can tell me about what happened. I'm serious, I'm not gonna judge you. I make fun of you, but I wouldn't joke about something as serious as this. Now go on, tell me. Give me your phone. Give me your phone. You said she texted you and broke up with you, right? Well, you're the one not telling me things. So if you're not gonna tell me, I will find out for myself. Now give me your phone. Thank you. Okay, let's see here. What's your password? I'm serious. What is it? Thank you. Okay, let me read these messages. Are you fucking serious? She really has some nerve, you know. I would say the least she could have done to be a decent human being was at least break up in person, but I forgot this is her we're talking about here. She wouldn't know what decency is if it smacked her in the face. The way she texts you is so vicious and disgusting. Calling you worthless. Saying you're a waste. No. Let me read it. He can't believe this. He can't believe she'd say these things about me. I'll hurt her. I swear I will. Well, why shouldn't I? She should know what happens when you hurt other people. It's not right. You know what? One of your traits that I love, but also sort of dislike about you, is the fact that you're annoyingly good-natured. You have such a big heart. And it's such a beautiful quality to have, especially with the way the world is today. But it makes you so vulnerable. You leave yourself open to people by doing things like that. And they take advantage of you. Treat you like garbage. Like her. And you don't deserve any of that. At all. Hey, listen here. I'm not gonna let you sit and be sad about this. The thing is, you don't deserve to be sad. You deserve to be happy. I mean, it's not like she cares about you. Not the way I do, from knowing you for so long. Let's just have a good time. Like old times, remember? I'll stay the night. I did bring my overnight bag. When you called me, I was really worried, so I packed up in case I needed to stay longer. I hope that's okay. Is that fine? Great! Well, what do you want to do? You could play games, listen to music. You could do a lot of things, really. Maybe go out and eat something? Wait, no, it's late at night. It's probably not a good idea to go out late at night. Maybe watch a show together? What do you want to do? Oh! Well, I guess sitting and talking is fine too. You wanna lay down? But no, it's nothing. Nothing at all. That's fine. It's just, we haven't done anything like that since we were kids. Are you really just gonna lay there all casually like that? Fine. I'll go right next to you. Give me a second. It's hot in here. I need to take off my pants. Are you okay? You seemed really sad earlier. Are you sure you don't want to talk? It's not a problem if you do. You don't mind talking. Are you gonna cry? She's not worth your tears. Let's get a little closer to each other. We can just stay cuddled up like this for a while. At least until you feel better. I'm so worried about you, you know? You haven't been talking much lately. Ever since you were dating her. Seems like you kind of grew distant. Honestly, I was surprised you even bothered to call me. I did feel kind of cheated, but I've known you since I was a child. I can't really remember a point in my life where you weren't there. At the end of the day, no matter what happens, no matter what we go through, you're still important to me. What are you so embarrassed about? Is it my legs? You're so shy. It's adorable. You know, shouldn't be nervous. You can touch them if you want to. Actually, I'll do it for you. Yeah. Just put it on my thigh right here. Don't be nervous, it's just a leg. The outer part of the thighs aren't the only part, you know. You can touch a little further. Like on my inner thigh. Don't worry. Pulled your hand away. That's no fun. It's funny how hesitant you could be. Almost like you're a little subby or something. No, I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm just teasing you. Have you ever thought about what it'd be like to kiss me? I've wondered that a lot about you. Your face is getting all flustered. It's just making me want to kiss you more. But maybe a little further down south. You mind giving me your hand again? This time, let's put your hand somewhere a little higher. Why do you keep jumping every time I make noises? You know that means it feels good for me, right? You don't need to hold back or anything. Making it really hard for me to be patient with you right now. Well, half of me wants to just take it slow and kiss you and stuff, and the other half of me wants to ride you senseless. Do you know how hard it is liking someone for so long? Having a crush on them since we were kids, and then some stuck-up bitch takes them away from you. And the entire time you just feel sad and bitter because you were hoping that, well, the person you love would notice you. And then eventually I kind of accepted it, and I was just hoping that as long as you were treated correctly and you were happy, I'd be happy for you. But that didn't go right either. But enough about that. I just want you to be happy again. And I want to make you feel good too. You're so cute when you're embarrassed. You're just shaking with nervousness, I'm assuming. Let's make you shake with pleasure really quick. Sit still. Are you just gonna stare at me? You know it's not nice to stare. It's starting to get hard now. Now it's time for the real fun to start. Does it feel good for you? I hope it does. Don't move your eyes. Sit still. I'm gonna make you feel really good right now. Face is crunching up. Let me just oil my hips a little faster. No. Why did I stop? Because I knew you were gonna come, silly. And we don't want the fun to end too early, do we? I know it's torture. That's the point. Every time you get close, I'll just stop till I'm ready to. So you know what? You're so deep, I can feel you twitching. Do I really feel that good that you just can't help yourself? Yes, you are. I can feel you shifting your hips a little bit. Trying to get as deep as you can. If you wanted me to ride your dick some more, you could have just asked. I know you weren't getting close this time, but I was. I had to stop myself really quick there. Why are you putting your hands on my hips? So what? Why? Well, guess I'm not the only naughty one in the bunch. You're just as perverted as I am. Oh, would you look at that? You're still hard. I guess that means it's about time for round two, isn't it? But this time, maybe we should restrict you a little.